Yesterday we celebrated all the faith commemoration of all the faithful departed and of all souls. Today we celebrate as Franciscans, the faithful departed of the Franciscan order, and as we are to be mindful and charitable to everyone, so we are called to be even more mindful of our own beloved, our more immediate family. And as Franciscans, we have a large immediate family of friars and sisters and poor clares and relatives and benefactors and friends of the community. And it's a large extended family. And that's a beautiful thing, but it's also a profound reality that we are sharing in all the spiritual benefits of each other, of this rich source of grace and good example and holiness in the Franciscan order that St. Francis established and that Our Lady established by choosing St. Francis. And we do look up in a special way to Our Lady of this seraphic order in our hopes for her help to us when we may find ourselves in purgatory, and we are looking up to her to intercede for our brothers and sisters of the Franciscan order in purgatory now. And when we look at our Holy Father, St. Francis, and what Our Lady expects of us in the Franciscan order, it is a daunting effort to live up, to be worthy of the Franciscan high standards of living, of love for poverty and continual prayer and deep prayer and penance and setting a good example and preaching a good example. The high standard of the early followers of St. Francis and St. Francis himself, and the continual stream of saints who are setting these high standards of holiness for all of us. And how many of us live up to the high standards of the Franciscan calling? And it can be daunting, can be discouraging perhaps if we are struggling in one way or another to be perfect, to live a life of perfection. But the grace of God is there too, grace of Our Lady and her support, Our Lady of Seraphic Order, to support us and strengthen us in our efforts to be holy. We can be, as Franciscans, we can be. The grace is available to us, and we need to just strive and cooperate with that grace, keep striving and fighting and working hard and not getting discouraged and not thinking that in any way that we cannot meet our obligations as Franciscans. We must set that standard before us, keep it high, and keep working towards it and keep praying for the graces that we need to live up to them. And in the meantime, we are praying for each other, we're supporting each other as the communion, the larger communion of saints in heaven, souls in purgatory, saints here on earth, are helping and supporting each other. So our little communion of Franciscan saints in heaven and purgatory and here on earth, we're supporting each other and strengthening each other by our prayers and sacrifices and good example. So let us live up to our Franciscan calling, we who are associated in any way to the Franciscan order, and let these high standards impel us to high standards of living, of holiness, and keep praying and staying close to our Franciscan saints to help us and to have those models ever before our eyes so that we will be worthy and that we will be able to meet St. Francis after our death and have him say, "Come, you who are my worthy son or daughter," to share in the bliss of the saints in heaven.
Misericordes oculos. Christus.